My name is David Lepofsky. I'm chair of the Special Education Advisory Committee of the Toronto District School Board. This is my deputation on behalf of SEAC to the Finance and Accountability Committee of the TDSB. I want to thank you for allowing me to make this deputation by a pre-recorded MP3 file rather than appearing in person, as I regret I'm not able to be there during your meeting time. I understand that your committee will be addressing a report from the Director of Education on the problems experienced this September at the start of school with busing students to school. SEAC is very, very concerned about this entire incident. A significant proportion of the students who receive busing services are students with special education needs who have to be bused to locations for their education because there is not a special education support program needed for those students within the immediate proximity of their homes. It is therefore extremely important that reliable, consistent, dependable, safe, and predictable busing services be provided to all students who need it, including students with special education needs. Indeed, students with special education needs are amongst the most vulnerable students at the TDSB and among those receiving busing services. The TDSB has especially important obligations regarding busing because there are requirements imposed on the board by the Integrated Accessibility Standards Regulation under the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act relating to ensuring appropriate busing for students with disabilities in these circumstances. TDSB can't just contract out those obligations to private busing companies and hope that they meet them. TDSB has to ensure that they are properly met. There is real reason to question whether those obligations were effectively met for students with disabilities who were caught up in the busing disruptions earlier in September. For that reason, at its meeting on Monday, September 12th, 2016, the Special Education Advisory Committee passed a resolution or motion unanimously. I've asked the staff to ensure you have a copy of it. The substance of it is this. Because of the vulnerability of students with special education needs who depend on busing services, we ask two things. First, we recommend that the board consult with our Special Education Advisory Committee and fully include us on any inquiries internally on what it's going to be doing about this busing incident. And second, that if a committee of the trustees of the board itself is to be empowered to look into this issue, we ask that the chair of SEAC be made a member of that committee. We ask that the SEAC chair be a voting member of that committee, but even if that's not possible, we at least ask that it be decided that this be a speaking position on that committee. We would be pleased to provide you with further information and are eager to be kept in the loop on this entire issue. Of course, you'll agree with us that this is a very serious problem, this busing disruption, for any family that's affected by it. For families of students with special education needs, the hardships can be dramatically, dramatically amplified. And therefore, there is a need for substantial and increased board oversight of the delivery of busing services and proactive measures to ensure that this kind of incident never, ever happens again. We'd like to work with you on how to make sure that happens. And we'd like to ensure that the voice of parents of children with special education needs are heard loud and clear within TDSB's deliberations on this issue. Thanks again for letting me present, and as always, all trustees are welcomed and encouraged to come to a SEAC meeting and to take part in our activities. Our next meeting is on October 24th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the TDSB head offices.